Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd, and our special guest speaker, Janice Newman. I am honored to welcome Janice Newman onto the Selfless Love Talk Show. She is a phenomenal woman and a businesswoman as well, but I am going to say welcome, Janice, and I would like for you to tell our listening audience a little bit more about you.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for having me on the show.
You are welcome.
Appreciate being here. My name is Janice Newman. Currently, I do a public access community television show called Why Not? We're located in our base in Chicago, Illinois. However, we're in about 10 different states. And our show is really about helping others to reach their goals and getting them where they need to go by interviewing an exciting guest on great topics, anywhere from marriage and family, relationships, religion. We do a team chat. We also have a financial segment that I have a great lady here in Chicago, Susan Pfeiffer, Newmark Credit Union, and she comes on and talks about everything you need to know about getting your finances set. So the show's been going on since about December 2018, and I can say that we're an award-winning show. We've won numerous awards from 2020, 2021, 2022, with local and national competitions for media and for women's communications. We won first place in the last 3 years with Illinois Women Press Association for best talk show. We've won in the national competitions, National Federation of Press Women. And we've also won a couple years for a regional competition with the Wisconsin Community Media and Alliance Community Media Midwest Region. So the show's been going on pretty great. I have had a nice set of guests coming on, people that have talked from prison ministry, a gentleman, Mark Burlinson, and Tim Scott have came on. I've talked about religion. Pastor Sid Dolakoff, he's in Lansing, Illinois. Just been having a great outcome with people, psychologists coming on. We even had entertainers come on, too, which has been great. That's just for fun. But it's been a great run doing that. Been really enjoying doing that.
Thank you for sharing that. I'm interested in your why. So what made you get into you know, the TV segments and being a producer. What is your why?
My why started from, unfortunately, I had to have a brain surgery December of 2016. Totally unexpected. I guess it's always unexpected to have brain surgery. Your doctor tells you, hey, you got a tumor in your head. And I had the surgery in December of 2016. And unfortunately, afterwards, and I mean it was under 24 hours, the nurse was helping me get into a chair, and she tripped, and I banged the back of my head really hard. So imagine after, imagine just after having surgery, and now you got this pounding headache because she just knocked you on the head. And I seemed fine, but I had a really bad headache. And under 24 hours later, I wasn't talking. I couldn't write. It was like I had no form of communication. So that was quite devastating, and I could only say a few words. I have, and Moken, which Moken is a created word. It does not exist.
That's your signature word.
Yes, that's my signature word. I created that, Moken. And it was funny because my family thought I wanted milk. I'm allergic to milk. I'm lactose intolerant. And every time I said milk, and they were passing me milk. So I was like, okay, you guys are just not getting it. And I just kept drinking the milk. And it's like, fine, give it to me. You think it's milk? Give me the milk.
Wow.
And just really, really devastated. And the doctors thought I probably wouldn't get my speech back for like 6 months to a year. When it happened, my best friend of like almost 40 years, she was at work. She was a teacher. She just left school. She told the principal, I got to go. My son came back from Michigan. They were all here. And I didn't cry. I really didn't cry. You know, I sat there and I just figured God just needed me to shut up. I just thought to myself, God needs me to really shut up and just listen, which a lot of people don't listen, including me. I can say I didn't listen. You know, we talk, ask God for this and that, but how many of us, after we speak to God, actually shut up and listen? So I just sat there for 3.5 days and talked quietly in my head and prayed to God. I needed to know what he wanted for my life. And I had just met my husband a couple weeks prior to that. So I'm like, wow. I just met my husband. You know, we just started dating or seeing each other. We didn't officially date until after I got out of surgery. And I'm like, great, I found a great guy, and now I can't talk. Like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a winner. But I just talked to God, and I'm like, what do you want from me, God? What do you want from me? And I realized that my voice is valuable. I had something to say, and I truly want to help people. That's what I've always did all my life. Anyone I could help, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, God is just a wonderful God. He's a wonderful God. And 3.5 days later, it actually came back. My girlfriend, Nicole, who lives here in Chicago, and she walked in, and it was her birthday, December 23rd. And I was expecting to say, I have, because whenever I said out of my mouth, I have, moken, moken, I thought I was saying real words. I couldn't even understand that's what I was saying. I didn't hear that either. Mm-hmm. Only everyone else did. And she's like, happy birthday. I'm like, yeah, happy birthday. And she's like, you can talk again. I'm like, what?
Wow.
So I was like, blessed. I was like, thank you. Therapist in there helping. They just thought, this is next. They were thinking best case scenario was 6 months to a year. Best case. And unfortunately, I know someone that something like that happened to her, and she still doesn't talk today. So we were just really blessed. And how it is with my head, and it's like the file cabinet. This is how my husband describes it. It's like the file cabinet got confused and tangled up and shook around. So from time to time, random things will pop out, or I struggle to say a word because it's still kind of confused in my memory. Like one morning, I was fixing breakfast, and I asked my husband if he wanted pancakes and lizards for breakfast. And he's like, no, no, hold the lizards. I'll just have pancakes and eggs.
Wow.
So random things pop out. And it's like, I'm also a teacher. And when I'm talking to the kids or reading, sometimes a weird word would come out, you know. You know, Jack and Jill went up the alligator. It's like, they're like, what? I'm like, no, 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 the hill.
Oh. So, but I love your sense of humor, and I love your strength. You know, I just think this is what you're doing is incredible, and who you are is just definitely a miracle and a blessing. I really do. So thank you for sharing your why.
You.
I mean, yes. Is there anything that you would like to say to the listening audience today? Words of encouragement, or want to share anything more, you know, because I think it's important for you to be able to just touch on some things, because you're just an amazing person, woman. You really are.
Well, one, I want to tell people that God does exist, without a doubt. God truly exists. I'm here only because of God. My mother tried aborting me. So I survived an abortion. I can say that. And I'm here today. So God does exist. Even when I was in the hospital, I knew God exists. And you can look through times of your life going back. I think everyone can. And they can say, like, wow, how did that happen? Or, wow, I just missed a car accident I should have been in. That's God. And God exists, without a doubt. And we have to pull on the strength of God, not of ourselves, to get us where we need to be, get us to where God wanted us to be, have the perfect life. And I won't say perfect, because even with God, it is perfect in his eyes, but not everything. God doesn't promise us, you know, sunny fields and perfect, 100% perfect days. There's going to be trials and tribulations. It's going to be. This is the world we live in. But God will help us through all of that. He'll help us through all of that. I've had two bad marriages, unfortunately, and God helped me through that. Even the pain of divorce, my children being hurt, all that I had to go through with God and no one else. Physical abuse from childhood on, I knew God was there. And I know people say, if God exists, how do these bad things happen? Well, we live in a world that is a fallen world. Bad things happen. Not everyone's saved. Not everyone is thinking, you know, gentleness, kindness, forgiveness, being helpful, loving, gentle. I mean, patience. People don't subscribe to those values. So we're in a bad world and things will happen. But
agreed. Thank you.
You have to look to God. And, well, my show started in December of 2018. After I started getting my voice back, got remarried again, sitting there praying to God, I'm like, God, I would like to really get back. And I'm like, doing the television show would be great. I did one show just for fun, learning a little bit about cameras, like in 2008, did a teen chat. And my son Brian was on that one. And I'm like, Lord, I really think that's what I'd like to do. And believe it or not, after that prayer and talking to God, 3 hours later, Comcast in Chicago, Elmhurst, called me up. And they're like, would you like to do the show again? Or a show. We have a slot opening. And I'm like, great.
Wow.
So we started December 18th. My best friend, Teresa Knight, she works at Excel Center Goodwill, as she has returning adult education school. So any adult that doesn't have their high school diploma or a small certificate, they need to check into that program. They're all around the country. And she was my first guest. And yeah, when you do the public access, you have to, it's all nonprofit. We don't make any money off of it. And with God giving me the show and my voice back, I have been doing everything that I do under the Why Not. For free. We do life coaching, seminars. We even ran a youth group for 2 summers for free for the neighborhood kids. A church donated the building, and we were able to reach kids for almost 9 weeks for 2 summers for free and hang out. That was just a wonderful, blessed program. That was a great program. We got volunteers to come in. A lawyer came in. We did a mock trial. We had a guy bring in a 1987 Grand National, which I don't know if you know anything about cars, do you?
I do.
This is a very popular, and it's one of the fastest cars from 1987. And young kids don't know about old things. I hate to say it, you know. If you gave them a rotary telephone, they wouldn't know what it is.
And they were the best, to be honest.
Right. The older cars were nice, sturdy, and these kids were so excited. They were, like, looking under the hood, getting behind the wheel. I mean, we weren't letting it move anywhere, but they were acting like they were driving. It was just fun.
Wow.
A friend, Tim Scott, loaned the car, so that was just a great time. But we had people come in and talk about bullying. I have a wrestler friend, Joey Roth, that he came in and talked to the kids about bullying. And the kids got to hold his belt. He's like an Illinois-Indiana champion for wrestling. And it was so funny because I thought he was a good guy. You know, in wrestling, they have the good guy and the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a villain. He was a villain. I had no clue he was a villain. Because I didn't think villains would be talking about bullying.
Wow.
Because, you know, normally they're the bullies. But
correct.
For him, which is, right, for him it was a great story because he got into that persona because he has a stuttering problem. And kids would really bully him as kids. But when he's in that persona of acting and wrestling, the stuttering goes away. So that became his cure for survival of being bullied as a kid. Coming up with these wacky personalities, he was able to stop stuttering.
Wow.
So the kids get to talk about them being bullied. It was really emotional setting. It really was.
Wow. Amazing. So if someone wanted to audition or be interviewed, how would they be able to reach out to you for that?
We have our website is the letter Y. So if anyone didn't know why not? It is actually spelled the letter Y, ? Then the words why not spelled out with an exclamation point. And our website is www.whynot.com. We're also on Facebook, the Why Not Show. So all we have to do is go on Facebook, Why Not Show. And we also have a YouTube channel, also Why Not Show. They can look us up. How we have people on the show, and I always joke with people that my show, the show Why Not, is God's show. If God doesn't want you on the show, it seems like something happens all the time that I can't get people on the show. And it's only happened a few times, or I've actually taped someone and nothing taped. It disappeared. I did a live interview and filming a whole performance and show, and 3 hours, three different cameras, no sound on any of them. I'm like, okay, this was probably not the type of guy I wanted on the show.
Wow. I love it.
But we really are looking for people that have information to help others. And what I mean by that is we're not looking for people to just promote themselves. That's not what we do in the show. We're looking for someone like yourself. You're a selfless love talk. You have relationship counseling. You talk to people about marriage and family. My guests, my viewers would love to hear about that. Give them advice on keeping that marriage spark, you know, keeping your life going, or when tragedy happens, to get back up and show God, show how God has been affecting your life and how you are triumphing through that adversity. We also have, like, counselors. Counselors will come in, how to deal with your kids. COVID was horrible. Everyone knows that the last 2 years. People were at home with their kids, and it's like now you're having to really communicate with them. So we had a guy on my show, Anthony Ward. He is a licensed counseling practical therapist here, and he talked about coping with your kids, coping with, you know, some kids were suicidal. So he talked about that. Those are just great topics, and that's kind of what I'm looking for on the show. We also had on entertainers, because I do believe, like you said in the beginning, I have that personality to laugh about things and smile. And, I mean, I believe that it's rough. It really is sometimes. But you need to laugh at even the ups and downs, because that gets you through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had comedians come on the show. Anthony Segaldo, he's a wonderful comedian. He's part of a troupe called Two and a Half Comics, because he's kind of on the short side, so they go two and a half. So I've even had, yeah, I love that two and a half. I'm like, oh, okay, he's short. And we also had a great, an MMA fighter, Jose Shorty Torres. This guy is just a powerhouse. He's just taken the world by storm. You know, and for any single ladies, he's also a hottie, so look him up. but they give inspirational topics to people, or just helping them with advice. Like, for example, Shorty, he's an MMA fighter, and I asked him what his worst bout was. Round, he had about 6 or 7 ribs cracked, his hip was knocked out of his socket, his hand, one of his hands was completely crushed, and his skull was literally cracked open. And I'm like, oh, you lost or you quit then? He's like, no. If I stopped there, he's like, no, I won. If I had stopped in the first round, I wouldn't have won, and Alvell's pains and injuries would have amounted to nothing. And I just gasped at that.
Wow.
I can't imagine how you can keep fighting when your hand's even crushed. He couldn't walk for 6 months later. How many people in life stop at the smallest little thing that happens, they stop? The smallest adversity, negativity that they get from somebody, obstacle, they stop. Like yourself, you didn't give up. Obstacles came in the way. Things came in the way, and you kept on plowing and plowing. You have a great podcast here.
Thank you so much.
Perfume company. I mean, it's amazing, your perfume company. You did not stop.
Thank you.
And so many people, the minute, I don't have $50 to do this. Oh, well, I'm done. And then they'll go out to eat or buy a purse. Something small happens, and, someone says, I don't think you can do it. Oh, okay, you're right, I can't. I love having people on the show that they're not going to give up. They're not going to give up no matter what. And they convey that through either their faith in God, what they did, and they also inform people about things. So anyone can look me up. I don't guarantee them getting on the show, but if it's something, a topic that it can share and help improve other people's lives, absolutely. We don't charge to get on the show. We do Zoom. I have a great director, Matthew Jimolo. He's in Michigan, and he does my Zoom shows. And they're not just plain Zoom shows. I mean, he inserts photos, videos. I mean, it's just spectacular. It's part of why we've been winning all these competitions. I have a great director and editor. He does a wonderful job, Matthew Jimolo. Wonderful job. Also, he's my son. But he does a wonderful job. He does editing and filming for other people. So this is kind of part of his career, too. He's a wonderful guy.
I love him.
So many great things are going to happen for him in life. So people, it's more than show. It's spectacular when they come on. We're a 28-minute show, and we're seen in about 10 cities around the country, 10 states actually, about 15 regions. We also do live performances in the sense. I have cameras, and my husband, Philip, he helps. He goes with me. We have to do a live filming somewhere. We had the cameras set up. We actually went to the Star Trek convention once, and that was great. They invited us to come and get to interview some of the stars. We also do sometimes in the studio, which is great. We've had Erie, Pennsylvania. Cam Erie is a studio there. They invited us to come out and film us a couple times, which is great. We have a studio in Wisconsin, Stoughton, Wisconsin, that's invited us to come up there. So we have a variety of things. It's not just that we're stuck in Chicago. We can go to different states, or the Zoom allows us to interview people around the world. So it's very nice that we have different avenues and different ways of meeting people and getting them on the show and other people hearing their voice.
I love this.
We thank you. We also give back a lot, and that's why I want to hear from people that give back a lot. The Why Not, like I said, we did a youth group for 2 summers for free. We participate in parades to let people know what's going on. I do life coaching, where I did life coaching seminars for free. Even the South Holland Library has hosted us, that we were able to go on a Zoom feed and do live coaching sessions for a month for patrons. So I really believe in giving back, because the Lord has given so much to me that I give back to others, including I attend a church in Lansing, Illinois, Jesus Lighthouse of Love International Ministries, and we're there all the time giving back to their ministry too, helping out. Life would be so much better
Beautiful.
If people just thought of others.
Agreed. 100% agreed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to open it up to see if there's anyone, any of our listeners have any thing they would like to ask you, any questions or any of that. And as I do that, I'm just going to ask that you keep your phones muted if you do not want to ask the question, so that we can avoid the background noise. So I'm opening up the line now. Anyone would like to ask Janice any particular questions or just a thank you or any of that? Okay, all the lines are open, and if you would like to say something, you are welcome to do so now.
Hi, this is
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was just calling to ask what's next for your show, Janice.
What's next for my show? Well, we are hoping to expand to possibly at least another 10 stations by June, and maybe another 20 to 30 by December. We're on public access channels, so they're all around the country. Expand more on that and start producing more shows again. With COVID, we didn't do a lot of shows in the last 2 years, and unfortunately, I have been extremely sick for the last 2 years. So we have not been able to do a lot of shows in the last 2 years, so I've been extremely sick, but God's willing that I am hopefully getting better soon and starting to get better. So we're going to start doing more shows, and we're hoping to be in more places, and there's 50 states out there, so I would really love to be in at least 20 by the end of the year. That was a great question. Thank you for asking that.
All right. Does anyone else want to ask any questions?
Yes. I just want to ask, I missed the first 17 minutes of the show. Where are you from, Jen? Are you local in the DFW area, or what state?
I'm actually out of the south part of Chicago, Illinois, south suburbs. But our show is actually, our show is seen in over 10 states. Janelle, if you don't mind, I can tell them real quick. We're
Absolutely.
In Portland, Oregon. Oh, thank you. We're in Portland, Oregon, Berkeley, California, at BCTV. We're in Pasadena, California, Orolio Channel. We're in Silver City, New Mexico, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Well, we actually have three time slots a week in Arkansas. Urbana TV, we're in around Sundays and I believe Tuesday nights in Urbana, Illinois. We're on CAN TV in Chicago three times a week. We're also in 206 cities for the suburbs of Chicago on Tuesdays and Thursday nights, Channel 19. I'm happy about that. We also are in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're on their station. Cam Erie is Pennsylvania. That's a great station. They hosted us to come up there and film. We air in Washington, D.C. We air in Atlanta, Georgia, about 20 to 30 weeks out the year, typically on Monday nights. We're starting that again in a couple of weeks in Atlanta, Georgia. We're in Nashville. And I hope I didn't leave anyone out. I'm trying to think real quick. We are trying to get in Texas. That is one of the big states that we're trying to get in. But it is very hard to get into Texas, but it is on my list. We do want to get into Texas, definitely. So,
thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to ask a question?
Hi, this is Tabby.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. I was wondering, Janice, what other projects are you working on? It sounds like you're really busy with the Why Not show. Are you working on anything else?
Great question. Thank you for asking that. Great question. Yes, we are. I've written a book called Why Not? Going from Ordinary to Extraordinary. So I am currently writing another book. I also write articles for a magazine called Black to Black Magazine. It's a business entrepreneur magazine online. So anyone can look that up. It's Black, the number 2, Black Magazine. I write articles there monthly. I am also starting to write articles for a couple smaller papers around the country. That's where we're looking at expanding to. And that's all we're giving as donations. I don't charge to do that at all, and I don't accept pay for any of my articles. We also are doing more of the life coaching. I did seminars here in Chicago. I did seminars online with the library. So I'm formulating a seminar that I want to do in September, a life seminar again, bringing in a couple other people that are professionals in life coaching and business that women and men both can get together, along with having a Christian aspect to it that we can blend our faith in God in it. So those are some of the main projects we're doing. Along that, I've also been talking to one of the schools about helping them out, trying to do either television or a podcast that the little kids can learn, because that's part of our future. If we don't get the younger kids involved, high schoolers, younger kids involved in filming or journalism, it's not going to be around. We're just going to have to take all of our news from either something like Facebook or Google, and that will be where it's going to be coming from. We won't have local stories being heard or regular people on television or in the news. It starts with kids. And I also am writing a children's book. So that's what's on my project list next. Thank you for asking that question. That was a wonderful question.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to ask Janice a question?
Hi. This is Matt calling in. I was just calling to see, Janice, what was your favorite show that you've done, or favorite guest you've got to interview?
Oh, I have a couple. That's a good one. I have a couple of great shows I did. I believe the one I did on Jose Shorty Torres was an excellent show. He's the MMA fighter. I was just shocked at his enthusiasm, and he actually gives back. He does a charitable fund in Chicago that, like, for Thanksgiving, he donates food baskets and money to people that are in need, and he goes back to different martial arts studios to talk to kids about bullying and going into the school. So I really enjoyed that. We have a pastor, my personal pastor came on the show, Sid Zolikoff. That was a great show. Let's see. And obviously my first show was one of my best shows. I did that with my best friend, Teresa Knight. That was just exciting because it was my first show and I was nervous and we just had fun with it. So if you're ever going to do anything, one of my advice to people would be, have your best friend with you doing it at least the first time. It makes things easier. And I'm trying to think. We had such great guests, and it's amazing how when people know that you're doing something for good, that they're willing to go out and help you without questioning. So I had a friend, Mark Burlinson, his wife came on the show talking about marriage. That was a great show. And I had a pastor friend, Tim Scott. I thought that was a great show. He was a pastor. He is a pastor. And he wound up getting COVID. He had not gotten the vaccine because he wasn't prepared to get it yet. And they were thinking about getting it when they came home. They went on a Bible mission, a church mission to California. Everyone got sick. And what was amazing about that show was he actually crashed. He actually died in his wife's arms, and I did not know that. You know, one of those things that, well, you know, when friends leave out. And when he said that on the show, he's like, yeah, I walked out the bathroom, my heart stopped, and I just basically died and fell in my wife's arms. I'm like, what? I'm screaming in the microphone, and I'm like, what? So that was a good show because he shared something that not a lot of people knew, and it helped people out, like, this is how serious COVID is. He literally dropped dead. So those were probably my best shows, I would say. So that was a great question. And another great show, last one great show was, I just interviewed a gentleman, Kevin Porter. He's an NBA professional basketball player from the 70s. And it was just an astounding show because in the 70s, it was still, I believe, a lot of tension between races and going in sports. And even for him, he talked about growing up. You know, there wasn't a lot of activities or league for African Americans. So it was a great conversation that we had with him. So thank you, Matthew, for that question.
Thank you. So I'm going to ask you one more time. I know we've touched on this, but I would like for you to give a word or two of encouragement for our listening audience. And thank you all so much for speaking up to ask the powerful question. Give us a word or two that we can take with us, you know, that resonates with all of us. Do you have anything for us?
Yeah. One, have a strong faith in God because God is going to get you through it all. God really will. He's there with you. Once you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, he comes in you and doesn't leave you, and he's by your side. Even though when it seems like things are hard, I think back to that poem, Footprints in the Sand, and I know God has helped me and walked me through a lot. Even going back to school, I am a returning adult college graduate. You know, I dropped out of school, had a family, and I'm like, only way my kids are going to know to go back to school is I have to show them. It's one thing telling them, I have to show them, Mom can do it too. I'm just not telling you to do it. I can do it too. So I was an adult going back to school in her 40s, and my husband now is 63, getting ready to graduate with his bachelor's degree. Have faith in God that he will. and even for him is a miracle, because he could have died a couple years ago. He had a quintuple bypass, December of 2020. Just from the grace of the Lord, we were able to realize issue. And he realized, too, life is short. Enjoy life, but also help others. And why not? If you have a dream in your heart, or you've had a thought about doing something, why not give it a try? Why not? Does it hurt to at least try or look into it? You'll be amazed that it's easier to succeed than to fail. Because when you're thinking about, well, I would like to start a business, but I don't know how to try. I don't know where to start. And you just mull over that for weeks and weeks and years. Because you're afraid. Where it could have just been as easy as you making a phone call to a small business score, someone or someone in that business. Hey, I'm thinking about this business. Can you talk to me a little bit about it? You could have gotten it done in 5 minutes. And instead, you're just thinking about it and mulling over it for hours and hours and years, being too afraid. It is easier to succeed, actually, than to fail, because you're sitting there pondering over it. So I really recommend, if there's something in your heart, and I do believe that everyone has something in their heart, even if it isn't something like a business, it's something you want to give back. You want to even learn how to play the piano. There's so many ways to YouTube. There's so many things you could do to try and do it and succeed at it versus just sitting there dying with that song and that dream or song in your heart. And most people do that. They die with that in their heart. They never do what they wish they could have did, even making a trip around the country somewhere. They die with it. Why not do these things? That's why I came up with why not. Because even for me, it was like, I want to do TV to help people out. I want to do life coaching. But I'm actually dab smack in the middle of being introvert and extrovert. So I struggled with that. But I decided, no, I need to do it, because why not do it? And I did. My last advice for people is, this is a new program I'm working on. I wrote an article on it. It's Plow Through the Snow. And what I mean from Plow Through the Snow, and God gave this to me a few weeks ago, and I woke up and I heard the snow plow. So I heard plow through the snow, then I heard the plow snow. Plow through the snow, P-L-O-W, through the snow. Plow, pray and praise the Lord. Give thanks at all. Listen, that's where the L is. Listen to what God is telling you. We pray and praise, and then we need to be quiet and just listen to an answer. And it comes. You know, some people say that little voice, that conscious, that's God talking to you. Listen to it. O, obey, be obedient. Do what he tells you to do. If you hear that whisper, make that phone call, get up and make the phone call. That could be the next person that's going to get you from here to there. He says, go somewhere, you'll be amazed. I've gone to places, and bam, I met a guy from the Whalers that I hopefully will be able to interview soon, Don Kinsey. And just by me being in the right spot, bam, I met him. Then W, you need to work and walk out what God told you to do. You can obey, but you've got to start moving. The walk, the working, that's the movement. Now, what I mean through the snow is S, that's your situation. Some people get crippled when they see situations that happen. Oh, I can't do that. I don't have the money for that. Or I just lost my job. I can't do anything. Or I'm too short. Or no one's going to, I'm not as pretty as some people will think, you know, or anything. I can't speak, or I'm introverted. walk through the situations, we need to just plow through them and run them over. They don't exist. They shouldn't be in your mind because God works through all things. He's greater than a situation. N is for negativity. Get that negativity out of your brain. That's what stops most people from exceeding. I can't. Or no. One of the first things we teach a little two-year-old is no. No, you can't do this. You can't do that. Don't touch this. Get that negativity out of your head. Plow it down. Oh, the obstacle, the objection. Get rid of that. You can look back to, like, Martin Luther King. He didn't stop. He kept plowing through. I'm sorry, but when people are putting me in jail, putting water hoses, sticking dogs in me, I think I would have stopped a long time ago. He didn't stop. Look at those people that plow through everything. Objections, if you get a no to your book, send it to someplace else, publish it yourself, forget objections. And lastly, W is plow through your weaknesses or warfare. Plow through those weaknesses where you think, okay, well, for example, Joey Ross, the wrestler, he has a stuttering issue. He plowed through it by creating a different persona that doesn't stutter. Plow through your weaknesses. If you are introvert and you can't make a phone call, send an email. Plow through your weaknesses. Go with your strength and just plow down those weaknesses. So plow through the snow, that's the next book I'm working on, and I did write an article on it recently. Those are my advice.
Thank you so much, Janis. This has been an amazing interview, and I hope to have you back on. I would like to say to the listening audience, these are live recordings, so please feel free to download and share. You never know who will need to hear these words of wisdom and inspiration. And so this is the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd, and our phenomenal guest speaker, Janis Newman. Janis, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this.
You are more than welcome. So what we're going to do is close out. So I'm going to go ahead and say bye for now, everyone. Please share. These are live recordings, and you can look at all the episodes, the previous episodes as well. You will not be disappointed. Have an amazing day, everyone. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.